shares in BP rose on the London Stock Exchange today, that despite reports that the company's second quarter dividend will be suspended. BP had been under pressure from the Obama administration to make such a move and use the funds to intensify cleanup in the Gulf. But many people in Britain have bristled at some of the attacks on BP coming out of Washington, saying the tone has become distinctly anti-British. NPR's Rob Gifford reports from London.
How's this for a line from London in response to President Obama's criticisms of BP? A crude, bigoted, xenophobic display of partisan political presidential petulance. That's not just some over-caffeinated British blogger, it's Lord Tebbit, Margaret Thatcher's deputy. He was expressing the views of what many across the pond here say is an attempt by President Obama to keep US anger focused away from his administration and on BP and its English CEO, Tony Hayward. One of Britain's top business leaders, John Napier, has written an open letter to President Obama to complain.
The language and rhetoric of this dispute is going to the danger zone, which is becoming too highly personalised. The interpretation over here, not just by me but others, is that it has a certain anti-British rhetoric to it, and that has to be of concern.
Various experts here have pointed out that BP is in fact a huge multinational with many assets and employees in the United States, and that other companies implicated in the oil spill, such as Swiss-based Transocean, which owns the drilling rig in the Gulf of Mexico, are receiving much less of the blame. The response of the British government has been measured. Prime Minister David Cameron, on a visit to Afghanistan, said he understood the US government's frustration over the spill. Deputy Prime Minister Nick Clegg was equally low-key today.
I don't frankly think we're going to reach a solution to stopping release of oil into the ocean there any quicker by allowing this to spiral into a tit-for-tat political diplomatic spat.
But then the famously jingoistic Daily Mail newspaper responded to the Prime Minister's comments with a front page headline that read, "Stand up for your country, Mr. Cameron." The mood was heightened further by suggestions from Washington that BP should suspend its dividend to shareholders. Some news outlets here say that will be announced next week. Since major British and some US pension funds are heavily invested in BP, politicians such as the Labour Party's Tom Watson haven't taken kindly to the suggestion.
Prime Minister David Cameron is in Afghanistan to show solidarity with our American allies for the work we're doing over there. I hope that he demands that solidarity back for British pensioners and US pensioners.
Not everyone here is up in arms, though, about the rhetoric from Washington. Michael Howard is the former leader of the British Conservative Party.
We need to bear in mind, we on this side of the Atlantic, just what we would feel like if an American company had been responsible for the biggest oil spill in our history and had admitted that there were shortcomings in the way in which it had planned its operations, as BP pretty well has. I think we would be pretty cross with that American company.
The White House has invited BP Chairman Carl-Henrik Svanberg to meet with senior Obama administration officials next Wednesday. British Prime Minister David Cameron is due to speak to President Obama over the weekend. Rob Gifford, NPR News, London.